We're back. Short segment here on the National Intel Report with my guest, Dar Jamail. And again, his website, darjamailiraq.com. That is darjamailiraq.com. Dar, any speculations as to where this thing is going in the Middle East next?
Well, I really, it's always difficult to predict, but if I was going to say, I really think that all signs are indicating that the Bush regime is very keen to open up the gates of war on Iran, and of course that would immediately draw Syria into it. We look at the fact that we just now have hard proof from the BBC, actually, that Israeli special ops have been training Kurdish fighters in the north of Iraq and Kurdistan. That could be used for a number of different scenarios. So again, then that opens up the possibility of a Turkish invasion of Kurdistan to quell the Kurdish resistance there. So in sum, I would say definitely further instability in the Middle East, and I think I'd be pretty surprised if at some point within the next couple of years we don't see all-out war breaking out in that region.
Well, and that is a real possibility. I must say that the events of the last couple of days, it's been a little mind-numbing, and maybe that's exactly its intention, to numb the mind. But on the political front here in America, beware, ladies and gentlemen, as an astute politician said years and years and years ago, he said that there's not a dime's worth of difference between a Democrat or a Republican. And that has proven to been the case. Supposedly George Bush was this conservative Republican. The groundwork was laid for the free trade area of Americas, and that, of course, is the mirror to the European Union. That's what Bill Clinton was working on. You bring in George Bush, that is the first thing he does as president of the United States, is start working diligently on that free trade agreement. And everything is being plugged into place right now. So it is not going to change. You do not hear the Democrats right now in this country talking about this free trade area of America agreements, which was really the globalists. That is their objective. That is their goal. So is the entire Middle East a wag the dog scenario? That very possibly could be correct. To me, that would make more sense, because the people that are controlling the lifeblood of the economies around the world, just as they're trying to do in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, and if they have their way, Iran or Syria or whomever else pops up on the radar screen, take a look at the people that gain the most out of all of this death and destruction. That is always your friend, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank, the banksters. After all, just take a look at who Wolfowitz is tied to. And, oh, that was one of the guys that, that's right, that's one of the Project for a New American Century people that wanted this war in the Middle East anyhow. So, Dar, I appreciate you coming up, my friend, and get busy on that book, get finished with it, and we can get you up on the air.
Thanks very much, John. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, that goes double for me. Thank you, Dar.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That's what we need, ladies and gentlemen, is more journalists, more people. Not the embed. Notice I didn't say M-E-M-B-E-D, embed as in embedded. And not certainly the embed. But we need more freelance journalist. Sometimes it's tough to make a living, and we always encourage people to buy the people's works when it comes out in book form so they can continue to do what they're doing. Otherwise, you plug them right into the matrix. They're good stories and they're good ideas. Well, they just get absorbed. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, on yesterday's broadcast, and they're doing it to me again today. Now, why do you suppose they're doing that? In 14 years of doing radio, almost 14 years, they are going after the one area that they can control and jam, and of course that is the shortwave outlet. Next hour, Michael Collins Piper will be on 5.050, and there was no way to warn the audience of that early switchover to that frequency, but it became necessary. There is no way that he can be heard on that 12180, so we apologize, but then again, do I have to apologize? Because obviously we're striking at the root of this. While everybody is throwing everything in your face that can possibly be thrown at you to confound you, confuse you, make you angry on the emotional hot button of the day, the program continues. Now, I was talking yesterday about world government, who is behind it, and the program, as I said, is still running. That we were to have the boogeyman, we were to have communism, that we were going to expend our efforts politically, militarily, industrial complex would be fired up, loans would have to be made, the interest to be paid, and look what Ronnie Reagan did. If you want to take a look at national deficit, well, thank you, Ronnie Reagan, for battling those evil Russians. Well, we never really did go to battle with them, did we? No, we just kept building the militaries on each side until we built the biggest, baddest military machine. And, well, it didn't look like they were going to use it to begin with because we allowed the Russians to continue after World War II, the communists that they were. You know, ask George Patton. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't ask him. They killed him during the war, didn't they? But he wanted to roll after we dealt with Germany. He wanted to turn and run right into Russia to kill off the communists. There was the start of world communism, ladies and gentlemen, back in 1918, the Russian Revolution. The Russian Revolution. And, well, the rest, as they say, is history. But again, that was only the front. That was to garner your attention. We always have to have an enemy to battle. But keep in mind that world government is socialism, ladies and gentlemen. Communism, the wall started to fall. Oh, the East and West in Germany was united. Oh, the Russia is now a democracy, is it not? Yeah, right. The communist goals, and I'll remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we don't just throw stuff out there to support our contentions. We read real history, stuff that has been read into history. And what I'm about to read you is the congressional record that was entered into the congressional record, rather, on January 10th, better than 40 years ago, 43 years ago. As a matter of fact, 1963. Let's see how many of these issues that we are looking at today in this country. See, we like to play politics with this one. We like to play the political game. Oh, it's the liberals. No, it's the conservatives. Why are we even talking about the Marxists and their water carriers, and why are they even given legitimacy in this country? Well, you can't have one bad guy and have the other guys on the other side of the aisle not be bad either. Oh, that's right. The Republicans are now neocons. And then, of course, they talk about the crossover people or the middle-of-the-road people. Well, he's a conservative Democrat. Well, he's a liberal Republican. What in God's green earth does that mean? And again, and people have been taking swipes at this, and I understand why they're doing it, saying that the Constitution of the United States was nothing but a keyhole for King George to maintain power here in the United States. Well, yes and no. I understand the argument, but what other form of government could have been instituted by the founding fathers that represented any type of government that you had elected representatives? And we had the Constitution, the federal Constitution, we had the states' constitutions, but we didn't do a very good job of maintaining and or, might I add, improving. Nothing is perfect, folks, and there can always be improvement made. But ironically enough, improvements were never made. Amendments strengthening the Constitution were never made. And after the Civil War, of course, we had Reconstruction, and we were back in the same trick bag that the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists were squabbling over at the founding of this country. So spin this clock forward. Many moons have passed, many sunrises and sunsets. And what are we looking at in this country today? Well, the ideology is well entrenched in this country, and it is one of communism. But again, let me reiterate that it was not to be or remain communism. That was to grease us into the skids and the sleigh ride to hell, folks, into world socialism, which is global government. Listen to these. The first one, and keep in mind that this was 40-some years ago, but the planks of the Communist Manifesto is older, so think in terms of technologies and apply that to today's standards. You know, it is a different world, folks. The Founding Fathers, well, they read by lamp oil, whale oil lamps, or candlelight. They didn't have ballpoint pens, they had quill pens and inkwells. But there is something that has not changed since man has been on this planet, and that is the nature of man. To try to control and, well, oppress his brother for his own either political ideologies or just for flat-out control and domination. Humankind has never changed. The first one up on the block, U.S. acceptance of the coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. willingness, number two, to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. developed, number three, the illusion that total disarmament by the U.S. would be a demonstration of moral strength. Let me hold right here for a second. You're not seeing in the press, and even Ahmadinejad did not take full advantage of talking about Israel and its some 400 nuclear weapons. Maybe he stayed away from that subject matter because then it would have made sense to more people from his point of view and Iran that they were going to pursue their nuclear program for peaceful purposes. But maybe that wouldn't given it would have given too much credence to why don't we take that enriched uranium and make a few atomic weapons or nuclear weapons for self-defense. Maybe he didn't want to stretch that envelope that far. But how far are we away, ladies and gentlemen, from the United States saying that nuclear weapons just aren't good to have? Now, we've already started this. If you remember 10 years ago plus, remember the pictures in your local papers where we had the Russians over here with the U.S. generals and representatives of the United States government blowing up missile silos? Remember that one? Oh, yes. But did Russia do that? Absolutely not. They did not do that. Now, think about in terms and in context of what I'm talking about, the United States being infiltrated, subjugated to world socialism, but through the communist viewpoint. Permit free trade between all nations. Number four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. What has been done with Red China? What has been done through Israel that has been a funnel of technologies to China? Number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Been done, been there, done that. Number six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Ditto on that one. Seven, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the United Nations. Did you hear what I just said? Number eight, set up East and West Germany as separate states. And then later on, ladies and gentlemen, the illusion that communism is dead. Well, take a look at Germany. It is now a socialist state once again. Number nine, prolong the conference to ban atomic tests. Number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the United Nations. Being done, folks. Been done. Number 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. You can still, in this country today, around the election cycles, walk into the little booths, pull the handle, close the curtains, and there is the Communist Party of the United States of America. Why, when it's the antithesis, or what we were told is the antithesis of American democracy? Number 12, resist any attempt to, attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13, this should be fresh in people's minds. Take a look at the judges sitting on the benches. No oaths of affirmation of the Constitution. Number 13 reads, do away with all loyalty oaths. Number 14, continue giving Russia access to U.S. Patent Office. Been there, done that. 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Need I say more on that one? 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Number 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism, i.e., ladies and gentlemen, world government. We are citizens of the world. We'll continue this on the other side. They probably totally blanked me out on shortwave now, haven't they? But you guys are listening by AM or FM or by satellite or internet. No such problem there. You know, there is a station here. If we had the money, we would do this, ladies and gentlemen. There is a station in this country that's capable of broadcasting at 1,000,000 watts on shortwave, and nothing on this planet could jam that. If we had the money, we'd be on there.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Boy, Lenin and Stalin must be just rolling in their graves laughing now because they laid the groundwork. And by the way, sorry to say, folks, that they were the Zionists, part of the Zionist movement that started back in about mid-1800s. Got its face and its start in Russia when overthrowing the Tsar. And as they say, the rest is history. Let me go back to the communist goals here for America. And keep in mind that this was read into the Congressional Record on January 10th of 1963. Now, don't you wish that your politician... We just had Constitution Day the other day, didn't we? I would have preferred that this was read on the House floor and seeing how many of the cockroaches would run out of the well of Congress. All right. Number 17, as I said, get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism. Number 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Well, let's take that one step further. Let's get control of the major U.S. newspapers, but also let's get control of the media. See, back in the early 60s, in the 50s and the 60s, television was still a new entertainment medium, wasn't it? Take a look at what has transpired. What has popped up in the last 10 years? Oh, that's right. Fox News just had its 10th anniversary. We report, you decide. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let me see. Use student riots to foment public protest against programs, organizations which are under communist attack. I remember Four Dead in Ohio, Kent State University. Mm-hmm. Number 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of Boo Review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions. One of my favorite local examples is the Austin Un-American Statesman. Great newspaper if you're a communist. By the way, it really is Moscow on the Colorado, folks. Let me back up here. Continue, number 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Let me stop here. Rap, clap, trap, appealing to the base of human nature. Let's not only wear our saggy drawers and wear our hats backward, but let's talk the jive, brother. And now it's even, here's the new rage in the baggy pants scenario, ladies and gentlemen. They're letting their butts hang out now. I guess it's still an amount of decency there because they've got some of the nicest patterns on their boxer shorts. But at any rate, an American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. I was just in Washington, D.C., and I pointed this out to my wife, folks. We were walking around the mall in Washington, D.C., and I was pointing out the art. One of the artsy-fartsy little things in Washington, D.C. was, it was just this conflagration of nothing but I-beams that were painted red. Now that's art. Meaningless, shapeless, convoluted, looks like Picasso on a bad acid trip, art. Where are the Picassos anymore, ladies and gentlemen? Where are the Renoirs? Where are the great painters? Where are the great sculpture people anymore? Have you seen a great work of art what used to be painted in Sistine Chapel or, you know, any of the great works of art done in marble? Where has that gone? Has artistry died? No, it's just been transformed. Control art critics, this plays into it, and directors of art museums, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, and meaningless art. We all know the fecal stories, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ with fecal matter hanging on the cross. The decadent art that was, they just had a hard time with people. Art is expression, and you may not agree with it, but, you know, we can trash Christianity and we can throw feces on Jesus Christ. Somebody in New York actually took a cross with Jesus Christ upside down in a mason jar full of urine. That was classified as art. You getting my meaning here? Eliminate number 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Has that been accomplished? We have porn all over the internet now. We have little children going into porn sites. We have adults online chat services and going after minors. You've seen the series on NBC, have you not? The predators are showing up at the 13 and 14-year-old door of the parents' house when they're not home to have sex with them. Where do you think this idea of this promiscuity is coming from, and how is it being foisted? I am in the radio business, folks. I'm not promoting censorship, but there is a line, and that has been crossed. And the argument from the other side would be, you're trying to censor. Pornography is not necessarily debasing of women or anything. That is a form of art. Really? Grunt, grunt. How can you have a Howard Stern, ladies and gentlemen, a guy that's well over his 40s, that still thinks that his sexual parts is the greatest plaything on planet Earth? Don't you think that that's kind of infantile? But look how Howard Stern was the great shock jock on American radio. You see where I'm going with this? And people sit back and go, you have the right to tune it in or not. Not. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Number 24 on the all-time hit list of the Communist Goals for America, ladies and gentlemen. And we always talk about liberals in the press, don't we, and on TV. Nikita Khrushchev, when asked about the communist activities inside the United States, he said, here, we don't call them communist. We call them liberals. Get a clue. Straight from the mouth of the shoe banger himself. Number 24, along, this goes hand in hand with 24, eliminate all laws governing the obscenity by calling them censorship. Now that rolls into 25. Well, break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Do I have to say anything on that one? 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Here's the problem with the newfound sexual freedom, folks, that the relationship between a man and a woman just isn't gratifying enough. You've got to be tempted. There's different ways of doing it with different people and dogs and cats and, well, even your parakeet. It's just normal and healthy if you get your giddy ha-has, if you know what I mean. Where is the ceiling? That's the point. There is no limit anymore. Everything is open. Do you know, folks, that there are, in Texas alone, you've heard of the swingers out there. Well, they'd start talking about them in movies back in the 60s, but they really didn't get too explicit with it. Well, the current day swingers, here in Texas, there's over a million members. That's right. These are the guys and the women that sleep with each other and each other's family and everything else. So, again, I say, where is the limit? There is none. 27, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. The polls that were taken when Judge Roy Moore in the Alabama State Supreme Court, should the Ten Commandments stay or should the Ten Commandments go? It was one of the first times that culturally it was thrown in your face and as a philosophy that 50% of the people in the United States thought it was a good idea if the Ten Commandments go. Well, how did that opinion of 50% of the people in America come from, ladies and gentlemen? Think about it. 28, eliminate prayer in any phase of religious expression in schools on the grounds that it violates the principles of separation of church and state. Thank you, my communist friends at the American Civil Liberties Union, for doing that when in 1961. The foundation of the American Civil Liberties Union, ladies and gentlemen, was and still are card-carrying commies. Check it out for yourself. Now, number 29, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. There's one of the building blocks for the world government, folks. You know, well, you just can't have any borders, and, well, you just can't have that nasty little American Constitution that guarantees rights and freedoms to the individual. That the keys to those kingdoms are to be held by the state, and if you're a good boy and a good girl, well, we'll allow some freedoms, but only if you play by our rules. It is not a right, it now is a privilege. 30, discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Big time they did that with slave ownership. Did they not? Did they not? And it was acceptable during the 1700s to have slaves. But that is the one shoehorn that was used to discredit the founding fathers that we'll see all these guys were, you know, they were just deists. They were just slave owners. They didn't know anything. Remember what I said about the nature of man, folks. I don't think anybody in their right mind would advocate slavery today, would they? But it's okay if you're a slave of the state, as long as we control you. Tell me what the difference is. Now it's not by the individual, it's by the state. Number 31, belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the grounds that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Again, I emphasize cookie-cutter little American children in American schools, telling them that they're citizens of the world. Do not teach them the history. Do not teach them the Constitution. Stay away from that. Number 32, support any socialist... Let me drop a word out of here. Support any movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc., etc. I dropped the word support any socialist movement, and I said support any movement to give centralized control. Let's just put socialist at the end of that. 33, eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Been there, done that. How did they accomplish that? Well, eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities, ladies and gentlemen. 35, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Do you think the FBI has any credibility left? No, and eventually, probably what you're going to see is the Federal Bureau of Investigation be absorbed by Homeland Security. They'll keep the personnel. They'll just change their names and their pay grades. Number 36, infiltrate and gain control of more unions. What unions? Anymore? If you're in a union, nothing is protected anymore. That's right. There was a guy in here today with his mom, and they were talking about in the airlines. What, a couple of days ago, what airline people wanted to strike, and a federal judge says, no, you cannot do that? Well, ask how many people that now work for the airlines, if their retirement benefits are still there. I was told a story about a man that just was going to retire, and his retirement is going to be like $100,000 a year, but they cut it back to $80,000, then $60,000, then $40,000, and now they're telling him, oh, well, you can retire if you want, but you're only going to get $20,000 a year. He only has four more years of flying that he can do, according to FAA. And then he'll have to accept the $20,000 retirement fund. Remember the people of Enron? What retirement funds? What 401ks? This is the raping and the pillaging is going on all over the country, and it will continue. Let me move on here. Number 37, infiltrate and gain control of big business. Transnational corporations with their handmaidens, that's right, the international banksters. 38, transfer some of the powers of the arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Number 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose the communist goals. Or let me scratch communist there, oppose the goals of the state. What are they doing right now with mental health screening? Folks, come on, open up your eyes, will you? Number 40, discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Well, there's that 50% rate again. 50% of all marriages in this country ends in what? Divorce. That's right. Yes, it does. And what's the main reason for divorces nowadays? Well, there's other mitigating factors, but the number one reason is, ding, oh, problems with money. What money? The dollar that's only worth 3% of what it was in 1913? That was another plan, ladies and gentlemen, to get the women out of the household. Promote, oh, that's right, the Gloria Steinem thing, that's right, that women, well, they have a right to be on equal footing with men. And it's, well, it's just a luxury now, if you want to stay home, if you can afford it, to raise your children. So you maintain control of your children and not some state agency or some school that people now use for babysitting services. I am sitting this network, ladies and gentlemen, and I sit here and watch it every day where the women come by and they pick up their children from daycare. They use it as a babysitting service while they're out there either in the workplace competing against men or they're just out there getting their nails done or whatever else. Let's just throw my child to somebody else and let them raise them. I see it here every single day. And none of these people are poor, ladies and gentlemen. None of them. They're very well dressed, drive nice cars. At any rate, let me continue. Number 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. UN rights of the child. No. They don't become free people at the age of 18 anymore, capable of making by law their own decisions. We have control of them even while they're in your home. You can feed them for right now. You can clothe them, but, you know, it's the state. Do not screw up or we'll come in and take your child. 42, create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Number 43, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Can we say Africa? 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. And folks, look who took control through Lampoa. That's right, both ends of the Panama Canal. Our good buds and pals, the Red Chinese. Number 45, repeal the Connolly Reservation so the U.S. cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Just last year, folks, what did you hear coming out of the United States Supreme Court? That we have to pay attention to international law, that in many cases this supersedes U.S. law. Folks, again, let me remind you where communism and socialism came from in the first place. It was the political Zionism that started back in the 1860s. First overthrow of a major nation, that's right, the Tsar and his family in Russia. Hence, Joseph Stalin, Mr. Lenin, and the gang, and the boys. And for how many years were we busy fighting the communists while all the time they were infiltrating inside the U.S.? They never had to fire a shot against the United States. They just had to simply infiltrate and gain influence and control. So much now that you get to see Hannity and Combs. You get to see the left and you get to see the right, don't you? You get to see the liberal perspective and this convoluted character that represents him as being some kind of conservative. Conserving what? Brain power? Obviously, that's what the man is about. Let's go to the phones here. I'll take this one call, then I want to move on here to another subject.
No call.
John in Montana. Well, see, when that happens, you got to take that off the screen, my friend, because I will say it, and then I got to make myself look stupid. All right. Well, let's just move on to this subject. What a great segue. False Jews create a false Israel. Whoops. I'll probably be blanketed here on the shortwave for the next week. Punishment, punishment, punishment. Once the UN was operational, by the way, there's been suggested by Hugo Chavez that we move the United Nations out of the United States. Really? I don't think that it ever should have been started. And guess who donated the property and a lot of funding to build the UN to begin with? It was just a place where people could come, and heads of state and diplomats and representatives of various governments could come and air their differences. That's the United Nations, always headed up by what? Absolute communism. You don't believe it? Do the research yourself, folks. Prove me to be a liar. You will prove me to be correct. Try it. Once the UN was operational, it didn't take long to fall into line with the grand designs of Mr. Mega International Bankster himself. Oh, there he is, Baron Rothschild. UN Resolution number 242 called for the giving up of much of Palestine to form the Zionist State of Israel. This is precisely what was called for in the Balfour Resolution of November 2, 1917. The Foreign Office of Great Britain sent His Majesty's reassurance to Lord Rothschild that Palestine would be given to the formation of the State of Israel. That letter states to Lord Rothschild, the most eminent Jew, I have much pleasure in conveying to you, on behalf of His Majesty's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the Cabinet. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment of Palestine, of the national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. Wait a minute. Oh, you mean Israel? Well, that was 1917. But Israel didn't come into existence until 1948. But this kind of falls in the same timeline of World War I and World War I Part II. Oh, that's right, to demonstrate to the world that the war is bad and it's real hard on the furniture and it's real costly. And by the way, it cost a few human lives. You see how this all fits together, folks. It wasn't until they tried with the League of Nations. That was the first go-around for the United Nations. Well, there was too much resistance behind that. So let's have World War I Part II. We're a little bit more sophisticated. And, oh, guess what? That's right. The United States had atomic weapons. Yeah, the real bad boys on the block, and we were the first aggressors to use them. Sorry for you historians out there. Happens to be true. But look where this has led us to today. And by the way, if you ever have a chance to talk to Hasidic Jews, conservative Torah-believing Jews, out of their own mouth, they will tell you that we are not to have a country till our Messiah comes. That we were to be banished to all corners of the planet until that happened. They were being punished for being bad people by God Himself. And the deal was, you're not to have a state until I send my Messiah for you. But lo and behold, the State of Israel was created by whom? Oh, that's right, the very same crowd. And it's a Zionist state. And the reason I make this point repeatedly is these are the latter-day Pharisees, folks. These are the same people that hung Christ on the cross. They have never gone away. Read the Talmud sometimes. Tell me that that's the word of God as passed through Moses. Tell me that it is. And see, the true Torah-believing conservative Jews know this, and they are very outspoken about even the existence of Israel. So you can't call millions of these people self-hating Jews now, can you? No, it's the people that understand that their religion has been hijacked by the pseudo-Jew. And you attack their dirty deeds, and what do you call it automatically? Oh, you're anti-Semitic. And a pig's eye, excuse the pun. The first country to recognize the new state of Israel in 1948 was the USSR. The pretended contention between those two countries allowed the Arabs to set up by the USSR. The Palestinians relied on their Soviet ally to provide backup. Unfortunately for them, the Soviets sent them defective equipment that stranded their hopes. The communists are controlled by Zionists, folks. Sorry to tell you that. After the Six-Day War of 1967, King Faisal of Saudi Arabia made the following observation. He is quoted in Newsweek magazine, December 21, 1970. I also mentioned this yesterday. If the crisis is tackled as we suggest, Soviet influences and penetration will cease. But Zionism and communism are working hand in glove to block any settlement to restore peace. They are only pretending to work against each other in the Middle East. The Zionists are deceiving the U.S. in believing they are on their side. The communists are, on the other hand, are cheating the Arabs, making them believe they are on their side, but actually they are in league with the Zionists. The establishment of Israel's statehood certainly fulfilled Chaim Weizmann's vow published in the official number 4, 1920, Jewish, and I hope I say this right, Rundschau. Arch-Zionist Weizmann proclaimed, "We will establish ourselves in Palestine, whether you like it or not. You can hasten our arrival or you can equally retard it. It is, however, better for you to help us so as to avoid our constructive powers being turned into a destructive one, which will bring about the foment in the entire world." In his autobiography, by the way, Trial and Error, Weizmann candidly tells of the connection between Zionism and communism. The local Palestinian inhabitants were crushed by the might of the military-industrial complex. As the end time approaches, it appears that the promise to overthrow the world is materializing. It is terrible that nearly all of those who know of the conspiracy mistakenly believe the perpetrators are Jews because they do not suspect that pseudo-Jews who comprise the synagogue of Satan ever existed. Only the most twisted logic would say that it was right for the Palestinians to pay for what Hitler's Nazis are credited for doing to the Jews. Their rationale is that the Palestinians sympathize with the Nazis, but reason dictates that those poor people were not capable of exerting any pressure on people over in Europe. On those rare occasions when public mention of the harsh treatment of the Palestinians have received under Israeli rule, the apologists justified their evil by saying that the Palestinians had never recognized UN Resolution 242. They failed to mention that this is the resolution that says they must yield to Jewish rule and give up their homeland. Folks, what is happening and what has been happening in Palestine all of these years? Well, they're just a bunch of disenfranchised, disassociated people, and they're not jumping on the world community. What do you mean, world government? That's your words for it. So it doesn't shock the American people too much. Many Jews suffered, without a doubt, under Nazis, around the 600,000 deaths. Notice I left off three zeros there. That was the first reported, not the 6 million, now touted as the total number of Holocaust victims. According to Dr. Jurcevic, author of Americans, A Nation of Duped Sheep and Wimps, there were only 3.5 million Jews in Eastern Europe before World War II. The numerical exaggerations were leveraged for reparations. Germans continue to pay reparations to Jews, and I'm talking when I say this, folks, if you're just tuning in, the false Jews or the Zionists pay reparations for their parents' conviction in world court. The macabre pictures of piles of dead bodies include many German women and children killed in the Dresden bombings that occurred on February 13th of 1945. Three waves of firebombing attacks destroyed the city on the Elbe River. Maybe they thought they were safe because the English, French, and American prisoners were housed there. In the first wave, more than 9,000 bombers saturated the city. 12,000 fortress bombers continued the second wave. The third was comprised of only 1,350 bombers that were accompanied by a swarm of fighters that sought civilian targets, including women and children. Hamburg and Cologne saw similar firebombings. Another source for Holocaust pictures were piles of dead bodies from Russian prison camps and the Katyn Forest Massacre, where the Soviets killed 14,000 Polish officers near Smolensk. The majority of deaths in the concentration camps came from the typhus epidemic. The Holocaust against the German people and Polish officers had to be eclipsed by the media machine. This was the fabrication pursued. We've been told the large American military presence in Germany was there as a barrier against Russian oppression. But the force was really there to make certain the West Germans paid billions of dollars in reparations to Israel. Successful propaganda was more effective than reality in cheating the Palestinians of their homeland and paving the way for the New World Order. The Satanists plan to foment backlash against the birthright Jews and those Khazars who have truly converted to monotheism and the God of good. When the innermost circle unleashes their propaganda, falsely blaming Jews for starting all the wars and running communism from their New York boardrooms, the backlash could be severe unless more people find out about the Zionist International Banco pseudo-Jews and their plot to rule the world. Folks, are you starting to get it? Are you starting to understand? So this is why I said earlier that maybe this whole Middle East deal is just the wag the dog scenario. That the real aim of the Illuminists was to destroy religions, destroy the United States, destroy everything to take control of it. Are you starting to get the real picture? By the way, I am reading out of this book, World War III, Coming Soon to Your Neighborhood by Jack B. Otto. Want a copy of this book? Let me give you a phone number. 313-582-2481. That number again, 313-582-2481. I'm sure Jack would be glad to hear from you. By the way, we are still doing the pledge drive, not as intensely as we were before. It looks like we are going to pick up a station in Fayetteville, Arkansas, 24/7. So all the fine talk show hosts on this network can be heard there. And we are going to continue with our media push into America, into the American people's psyche, to wake them out of their slumber, folks. Are you going to help us achieve these goals? We're not setting these things up as a money-making machine. This radio station that we're signing up is just going to pay its own bills. We're going to keep cookie-cuttering this, duplicating this all over America. Folks, I didn't build this network just to talk to you and to keep things status quo. We need many more people into the camp. Give us a call with your monthly pledge at 800-724-2719. Michael Collins Piper with the Piper Report coming up next on 5.050 on your shortwave dial. Do not forget that. 5050. Next hour, Michael Collins Piper. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.